Blog Talk Radio.
That's our cue. Quote unquote cue. You know, cue. Well, I guess we could take it two ways. This is a cue, and there is a cue. Okay. And today, of course, is November the 20th, 2021. Welcome, beloved gods and goddesses. So happy and joyous that we are here together. And I know that many of you are saying, you know, if we're talking about what we have been expecting, that it is not in our hands yet. Although it's traveling there, it's getting there, closer and closer. So begin at least, if not yet, begin to feel the joy. It's about feeling the joy that you know that it is here. And we know that it's here because it's already here. It's already here from above. We just have to manifest it as we pull the energies of manifestation, of the creation of what we're planning on doing with all these beautiful blessings that we're going to have. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open the line for Zaria so she can say hello to everyone. Let's see, here we go. Zaria?
Good morning, people.
How is Zaria today?
I'm away.
That's what happens when some people sleep quite late sometimes, right? Okay. I got to get myself together here. So we have another fun-filled morning talking with our guests today. So that will be incredibly fun. And I think I'm having a little problem here with my computer, once again. Isn't that interesting?
Wonderful. What's going on with it?
Somebody is saying, hey, you know what? I think we want to just kind of chime them out today. And yet, we could all hear one another. Isn't that wonderful? But I do need to be able to bring some guests in. So hold on a second. Let me see where we are here.
And who do we have for guests today?
Here we are. I've got everybody here now. So our guests for today will, of course, be Dr. Tom, who will be coming here momentarily. We have Dr. Jerry, who we haven't spoken with in a while. And, of course, we have Mark and Michael giving us some beautiful updates. So all kinds of updates for today. What I would like to also to mention, talking about updates, is that for next Saturday, our friends, Ron and Catherine from, you know, of course, Ron has his own website and Catherine has her website where we can go ahead and purchase some of the beautiful high-frequency products that Ron has invented. They have a very big surprise for all of us. So next Saturday, please tune in. It's going to be a joyous time as festivities begin. And, of course, it all begins with this coming Thursday, at least here in the United States. I think Canada's already had their Thanksgiving. Lots of people around the world also celebrate Thanksgiving, and some do not. So we will celebrate a pre-celebration also, and that will be with Ron and Catherine next Saturday regarding Thanksgiving and the holidays that are already started. So with that being said, Zaria, I think I'm going to go ahead and you're on the air. So what would you like to share with everyone right now?
What would I like to share with everyone?
Yes.
Well, keep on keeping on. Do not lose faith in your blessing. Do not make a mistake of cashing your stuff in, because it's about that time you cash it in, it's going to go. So I would say, you know, hang in there.
Okay.
A little more patience, please.
All right. Well, that's true. So we'll talk to your dad a little bit later and see what he's saying and seeing from wherever he's at. And, of course, we'll have an update coming from Dr. Tom here very, very shortly. So
yeah.
As we used to begin our show, it used to start with a you want to put yourself on mute for just a second, Soraya? Put yourself,
yeah,
yes, please. Okay, very good.
I can do that.
Okay. One of the things that I also want to mention to everyone is that I know that I had posted in the newsletters, for those of you that have read it, that, you know, I'm willing to be a facilitator to bring Q into a private call with those that would like one with him, and it would be so this will be the first time where we actually have a call with him. I don't know whether it'll just be for an hour for, you know, four people or so, or it'll be you know, an hour and a half, depending on Q. So what I want to do is, you know, there's only so many people that can talk privately with him. There's no way, if you tell me that I'd like to be able to talk with Q, that you're going to be, I'm going to have you be able to come in and talk with him this coming Tuesday morning, because of the number of people that want to talk with him. So it may have to be separated from one Tuesday to the next Tuesday to the next Tuesday, et cetera, as you come into, you know, come in line with your calls. So again, you know, as I said also in the newsletter, that there is a donation fee of $50 for him, and that will go directly to him. And I'll give you a different PayPal. So I'm trying to separate things completely, you know, just like I did for the trust, like we do for this call, et cetera. So anyways, so we're going to go ahead and get that started. I will be talking with Q this weekend just to kind of firm up the time when he wants to start the calls. And so it's $50. And then, of course, we understand how we are all, there are so many people that are very, very, would love to be able to talk with him, but do not have the funds to be able to do that. And that's also okay. So just let me know who you are by please telling, even though I may know your number by the phone, I want you to text it again. Text it or email me, and I hope I see your email. Put on the subject line if you email me at, you know, bzjrainpartners@gmail.com. I need the subject line will have to be talk with Q. So then I'll know that this is what you're looking for. And the only thing I want, I don't want a whole, you know, you don't have to talk about history or anything. You just say your name, state your name, again, with it's an email, your full name, your phone number, and then I'll be able to, and then also and as far as payment, you know, we can do that after, sometime after the call, you know, with each of the individuals, and then I'll call you, and then, you know, ask you what you want to donate or just let me know that you can't do it right now, but I could do it like in a couple of months or whatever it is. So we'll do that at a later time. So anyways, I think with that, let's just go ahead and do, you know, two or three of our commands. And I like to kind of fuse that together with some of the, you know, some of the things that we also do with Zora's 5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So our first command is, and everybody can say it together with me. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy now. I command my spirit, prime creation, source, I like to say, Q, Dora, to increase my life force now. I command source, Q, Zora, creation, to my spirit to increase my life force now. I command my spirit, source, Q, Zora, to increase my life force now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. The other one that I like as well is it's about commanding us, you, me, to remove all that is not authentically me now. Okay, so here we go. I command my spirit, source, Q, Zora, to remove all that is not authentically me now. I command source, creation, Q, Zora, to remove all that is not authentically me now. I command my spirit, source, Q, Zora, creation, to remove all that is not authentically me now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I know it. It is done. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release. Another deep breath in. Bring that in. Beautiful golden white pink light. Swirling counterclockwise in your body, releasing all of the beautiful, beautiful energies and sending it out into Terra Crista and all around you. I hope everyone does this on a regular basis. And then especially do your commands when you feel stressful to remove all of that. I command creation, source, whoever you want to bring into a higher, higher dimension, a higher, higher frequency, to remove any, you say it generally, to remove stress and discontentment from me now. Things like that. So that's how you can go ahead and do that. So, and it also goes for things that you're feeling physically. And the more you do that, the more the energies from where you had seeked that frequencies from will begin to just kind of go through you and take care of all the energetic constraints and negativity, right? All right, so that is our manifestation exercise meditation for now. Okay, so let's go ahead and on with our show. A little bit different, but that's okay. We're always open. So let's go ahead and what time do we have already since we are, you know, I don't know about you, but I just don't seem to be connected to time most of the time these days. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dorea in again. Dorea, your line is open, and I'll go ahead and let you take over for now. I know you have a couple of messages for us. Hello? Dorea?
Hello.
There you are. Where will you be? What book are you going to be reading from for this morning?
I'm thinking the Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Oh, wonderful. Always love that.
Yeah. Of
yeah,
course.
Very, very good. Okay.
So, let's see here.
Okay.
Gotta find my page. Hang on.
Okay. No problem. It's all right. It's really interesting, everybody, that's since we're here in Nevada and lots of people are, well, people that really like to ski and they're from California or the western states anyways, they like to come over to, they like to go to Tahoe area because they want to be able to ski. And now it's supposed to be like already ski season and we have not had snow. So it's rather interesting is how, again, we're looking at how the climate all over the world is really changing. So interesting that way. But I think for Zaray and I, it's like, hey, it's all right if that we don't have any snow, but it's always the skiers like Dr. Tom and others, grandchildren, teenagers, you know, people that are very athletic and love the mountains, want to climb and ski, that it's, you know, it's not available. I think at this point, you know, because of the fires, Tahoe was hit. So they've pretty much put everything back together again so that they can have a really good ski season this year. So, but lots of things are happening. Of course, everything else, again, is moving towards restoration in California and others and other areas where they were devastated by fires. And it's not just in California. There are many areas in the world that had all kinds of fires over the past summer months. So otherwise, you know, I think the lesson to learn from there is that we are survivors. We are the warriors and that we can, whatever the challenge is, be able to surmount them, to overcome them in one way or another that brings forth greater joy and greater wisdom.
Are you done?
And yes. Oh, are you? I was just waiting for you, Dorea. You know me, right? I could talk a little.
Of course.
All right, Dorea. Thank
reading
you.
From, reading from
you
the
floor.
Messages
thank
from
you.
The Hollow Earth. Me reading the messages from the Hollow Earth, and we're asking on page 59. Haven Underground. Okay. There are so many Corinthians around me now. Mykos, or Mykos, whichever you want to call his name, as I dictate this message to you, we are out on the grounds us and that are surrounded with great library of Puerto Logos. We are sitting on grass that is as soft as a cushion, breathing in the fragrant oxygen-filled air that keeps us eternally young and vibrant. This pure air is nectar to our lungs and keeps our bodies free from disease. The oxygen on the surface has reached such low levels that you are being oxygen starved, which opens the way for pathogens to invade your body. We here in Hollow Earth breathe clean, pure air and drink the purest of water, which is still as pure as the day Earth was created. We are so fortunate to be living in this haven under the ground. We sit here propped up comfortably on our pillows and stools, just breathing in the air and smelling the scents of the enormous flowers blooming all around us. This is a wonderful wonderland of beauty, and this beauty is reflected in our souls. Our bodies respond to our environment and outpicture that what surrounds us. And what surrounds us is a magnificent to behold. We are surrounded by trees and flowers that emanate strength and health. We are in turn feel the strength and health, and our bodies conform to this picture. So our bodies mirror our surroundings. They mirror the perfection of our environment. We in turn mirror perfection back, thus completing the cycle of perfection that is never ending. Because of this perfect cycle, our bodies can remain in a perpetual state of perfection, never sickening, nor aging, nor dying. It is a closed cycle of perfection. It is noon, and we bask in the full spectrum of light of our inner central sun as it hangs in our sky. Our sky is very center of the hollow globe, and our sun doesn't move as your sun appears to. Ours just hangs there, dead center, held by the forces of gravity pulling all around its circumference so that it is perfectly balanced and remains in place. Inside the earth is concave, and the spirals up and across and around us. So our picture of heaven is from a different perspective or angle than yours. You look straight up, and we look all around us. So today, as always, the sun is shining down upon our gathering here on the library grounds. Our work here in the library is not as you term it, but it is a joy to our hearts. We do what we love, and we do it in leisure. We have no time clocks to punch, and no time clocks to tell us when to stop. We each know what we want to accomplish each day, and we stay as long as we want or until we complete our work. However, we don't sit long hours the way you do on the surface. Our work day is short compared to yours in terms of hours. Our work day is less than half the hours of your work day. So should we want to work overtime, we have the flexibility of doing so without the infringing on the other areas of our lives. And our lives remain always balanced. That's the key, balance. Because our schedules allow us the time to do so many other things each day, each and every day, above and beyond the hours we spend on our joys. No, not jobs. We live perfectly balanced lives of ease and comfort and have created everything we need to develop our talents, expand our minds, and strengthen our bodies. We have music and dance conservatories and theaters everywhere. We are always dancing and singing together, fine-tuning our talents and evolving them to do more and more creative things. Our lives are filled with creativity, and we delight in what we create. For what we create is shared with all, so that we all benefit from each other's talents and abilities. We all teach each other, and we all learn from each other. We thrive on cooperation. We thrive on sharing, and we thrive on giving as much as we can to each other, which means that we end up having all that we've all created. All our gifts are so multiplied, and our blessings are multiplied, and we reap the abundance of our civilization underground. Nothing is hoarded or owned as you do on the surface, for it's not necessary, nor even logical. When you understand what we are all a part of the earth, and therefore everything belongs to everyone, and yet nothing is owned by anyone because everything is free for everyone to use. Sharing is the key, not owning. Just change your words and you will change your ways. And changing the way you do things will change your lives and will bring them back into balance so that you too will have the leisure to develop your creativity and talents and explore the earth rather than devour her. For once you explore the intricacies and beauty of magic of nature, you cannot abhor and destroy her. You can only emulate and love her and know beyond a doubt that she is you and you are her. For whatever you destroy outside yourself, you destroy within yourself. For nature outpictures you, and as much as you outpicture nature. Just look around you at the devastation of Earth's forests and oceans, and it will show you the parts of yourself that you are destroying inside your very own bodies. Earthquakes are becoming more prevalent on the surface, are now surfacing within your very own emotional and physical bodies, and comes out as disease and illness and sickness. Everything you do on earth, you do to yourself. Remember, there is only one consciousness. You and we are part of one consciousness. As you destroy a part of one, the other parts are affected. You are not separate from the earth. You are the earth. You just don't know it yet. But as you wake up from your deep slumber for millions of years, earth years, you will remember the correctiveness of all life and how the health of one is connected to the health of all. Surface humans cannot survive if they destroy their surroundings and wage wars on their own species. Just because they live on a different part of the planet, we here in Puerto Logos are so grateful to each other and each blade of grass, each petal of a flower, to each leaf on a tree. For the harmony we feel is the same harmony that the flowers and trees feel, and which enables us to grow in stature and height, and accounts for the enormity and size of our trees, which tower above the ground, thousands of feet. They are as we are, free to grow in size, free to expand ourselves, because everything is in a state of expansion, not contraction, as you witness and experience on the surface. When you are open to life, you can only expand. When you're in a struggle and lack and fear, you can only close down and diminish your stature. That's why you are not as tall as you were 600 years ago. for fear of being seen or fear of standing out among others. You quench your power, you quench your intention, quench your feelings, trying to fit into the mold of the lowest common denomination of the people around you. This stunts not only your physical growth, but your soul growth as well. When you open to that fact, that you and the universe are one, you will awaken to all that you are and begin to expand your horizons and literally grow in stature, height, and width. We're just about done. Your mind and body are connected. If you think small, you grow small. If you think only exists on Earth's surface and nowhere else, then you shorten yourself, which shortens your physical height, just as your thoughts have shortened your vision. Expand your thoughts and expand your world. Expand your world and your body responds in spurts of growth and renewal. If you only knew all that you are, you would be living like kings and queens in palaces of gold, not on dirty, littered city streets. You've dishonored yourself, and you don't even know it yet. Wake up, surface dwellers. For if you don't, the earthquakes within your souls will blast you back into consciousness of who you are. That might mean the devastation of your current living conditions being turned to rubble. Although it's hard to work to dig yourself out, earthquake, once you're free of its rubble and you see everything you owned is gone, you will awaken with a shock and realize that all you all have is yourself. Suddenly from within the depths of your being and find the strength and wisdom that was buried inside of you. Earthquakes clear density. And so sight is restored and vision restored, enabling you to see and be all that you truly are. Our visions have always been clear, since density does not cloud our vision underground. We see clear and far because nothing obstructs our vision. We see and out among the stars, even though we're underground, because nothing impedes our sight. When you clear yourselves of all belief systems, negative thoughts, negative feelings, you will feel the clarity and harmony within yourselves. And you will be able to see all that has been kept from you by your governments. You will be able to see through all the deceit and the truth about your eyes and other planets on, and life within the earth will shine through your eyes and be fully exposed to all. We are still sitting here beneath the sun and bring this dictation to its end. We thank you for taking our message. More food for thought.
That was huge. That was really excellent. That was very profound. Thank you so much for that message.
That gives you an idea of the world I left behind to come up here and educate you people.
Thank you, Zaria. Thank you for that. Okay. All right, everybody, take a couple another big deep breaths, understanding and feeling that beautiful message from Mikos, from the book coming directly from a channel through Diane Robbins. And of course, at this point, I think everybody knows her website is dianerobbins.com, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, preceded by Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E. DianeRobbins.com. A beautiful, beautiful being who lives up in Manchester. Another wonderful area that is already really filled with fifth dimensional energy. So, all right, so let's move forward. Let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Okay? All right. Let me go ahead and do that. And thank you so much for your beautiful message for today, Soraya. All right. Dr. Tom, I know, has some information to share with us today. And, of course, the big question everybody has is, how come we don't have it right this second? Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, Dr. Tom, hope you're ready.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. Welcome. It feels like it's been a long time since we've spoken.
Yeah.
Time flies.
I'm driving, so I only have a few. I'm driving, so I'll give you a quick update, and
thank you
so much. We'll move on.
Okay, you bet.
Right to the point, good news out of the family banking system out of Iraq. We're told to get ready. Sunday, Monday, and then once again, these procedures that we're getting is really relaying the messages. Things can change, but the banks in Iraq were told to get ready to RV and have their lower denominations out. So that's a good sign, and those were good contacts. We did get confirmation that Paymasters did receive their funds. Reno has been quiet. The head guy over there is kind of confused a little bit. He's just waiting, holding it's going. So he's just waiting for instructions. And Redemption's Center people are at the centers right now, whether they're training or getting ready. So the bonds are still being paid out. Reno is quiet. And the last time I had talked to my contact was that they were getting updated on final procedures. We will see. People were questioning whether it was Thanksgiving coming up, whatever, but it doesn't make a difference because this is a worldwide event, and we're the only ones that do this Thanksgiving. So we will see.
Right.
So that's
okay.
It for the update.
Okay, quick
any questions
Dr.
real quick?
Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. it's come to my awareness that, you know, we're still always talking about the United States. Do we have any idea what's going to be happening for those that are outside of the U.S., whether it's Canada, Mexico, or Europe, or Asia, in regards to the international announcement? Or do they have to wait until we go, and then wherever they're at, there will be exchange centers that will have 800 numbers for them. So do we still know anything about the logistics of that?
Well, yes. There's the countries. It's a world event. So Interpol,
right,
which has had this up through the quantum financial system,
right,
every country has been notified. Now, they are these countries that are corrupt, like Australia and Austria, where, you know, they're shutting them down, and, you know, they're the ones that are corrupt. That's what this whole thing was, this fake program that they put out on the jab, to stop, mainly to stop global reset. That was the main thing that they did it. So the countries will be struggling, but hopefully the good militaries will take over the once the quantum financial system hits and then the bad guys are taken out in the countries, then the people that are already put in there, it's like Canada and Japan and whatever, they'll be able to do their exchanges. Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's
so what about
my feedback.
Okay. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about people that are out of country, out of the U.S., in regards to their trust?
I wouldn't,
because they can't
don't have to worry about the trust, because if you're in foreign countries, our trusts are completely different than a Canadian trust, and then also we're going to be going under common law, so all of our trusts are going to have to be redone. So if you do go into banks here, you know, you have to have they'll do a trust for you. Everything's changing day to day, but other foreign countries, no, it's just like when you're traveling and if you've gone from Mexico to Canada and you vacation in Mexico and you have pesos, you just go to the exchange. So that's all it'll be, is people have currencies that they have accumulated and they'll just go in and do an exchange. That's all this is. See? We kind of make it too complicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Just real quickly. So we have the global, the GCR. That happens. And then, of course, we have the RV. So when it becomes GCR, that means that all currencies will be in parity, you know, one-to-one. So there's that equality. So, but I'm thinking about the people that have the ZIM and DINAR or whatever that are off out of the United States, and for them to come in, or to be able to get a trust, or to get a trust somehow, but you're saying that they're not going to need a trust.
Yeah, well, if you are in foreign countries and you do have ZIMs, we don't know that. We have, but they may have to come to the U.S. or whatever, but they'll have to be able to check. So, you know, that's a tough one.
We don't, right. So we'll... So maybe the next time, Dr. Tom, when you are in contact with some of your sources, if you could bring that up, we would love to be able to hear more, because as we know, everything is really, really heading towards an announcement really soon. So we'll wait for that to happen. But okay, well, we'll let you go. We really, really appreciate you being here on our calls, Dr. Tom. So have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and super, super day. And thank you.
Okay,
so much,
you take care, and
we'll
talk. We'll talk.
Okay,
we'll
do. You bet. Okay, all right, Dr. Tom. Thank you. Bye bye. Okay, all right. So that was wonderful. Short and sweet from Dr. Tom. And, you know, we know that there's so many of you family members that are outside the U.S. So until we get confirmation about that, the particular procedure, just in general, even for the United States, and then I know that they will also have information for those of you that are outside of the U.S., just hang tight, and everything will kind of unfold the way it needs to be. So just stay in joy and know that everything will be well. Everything will work out perfectly, really, because we are all here, especially the ones that have all of the currencies that are going to be revalued. I'm sure that you will be able to continue and move forward with your projects. So we'll go from there. All right, so now let's go ahead. Let me see, what do we have here? I think I'm going to see if I can go ahead and bring... Dr. Jerry into our call. Hang in there for a minute. And let's just see if he's available now already here. Hey, Zaria. Woohoo. Hey, Zaria. Okay.
What?
I know what? you weren't quite prepared. So,
I was there. I was trying to get my phone to cooperate.
All right. I was thinking, do we want to talk at all right now for 15 minutes? Or did you want your dad to come in for 15 minutes before I bring in Dr. Jerry?
Well, I can bring my pop too if you want me to.
Yeah, why don't you have your dad come in for about 15 minutes? Because we want to make sure that he has adequate time for, you know, the call for today. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, Zuraya.
Adequate time.
Love, we love you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to talk to Zora now for the next 15 minutes before we bring in Dr. Jerry.
11 gods and goddesses.
Hello, Zora.
And how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
As always, we're excited to hear from you. Thank you for being here.
Indeed. Well, understand that I'm always around.
Right.
One way or another, anyway. But that being said, understand that many of you are in doubt as to the reality of the slang term, the RV exchange. And many of you are frustrated because you have not received your blessing. And we understand this, but also understand that there's much going on behind the scenes that you do not know of. Mainly speaking of what is called the Galactic Federation. They are wrapping up, getting ready for their big reveal. And so that is coming about by leaps and bounds, so to speak. And so is your RV, your slang term for it. I just call it your blessing. It's more simpler. But your blessings is going to come regardless of what you think, regardless of your doubts, regardless of your apprehension and your frustration. Still going to come about no matter what. You're not stopping it with your attitudes. But you are. You will not stop it, but you can slow it down. So understand your attitudes and the way you think negatively does not help your situation. Understand, once you have fully realized your knowingness, and I mean, I say knowingness because I don't want you to ever mistake that for belief or believing, because believing does not accomplish, but knowing does. And what you know is deep within you, within your higher selves, you know that you're gods and goddesses. But consciously, you don't know that. Subconsciously, you do. But consciously, you do not. So in a conscious way, I'm telling you that you're all gods and goddesses. And when you say that to yourselves, you will begin to feel that power, that the essence of who you truly are, will begin to well up within you. And your sight will become clear. More clarity, more what you call sight. You may want to call it like psychic sight, but it is a sight that is lying dormant within you. And once you release that psychic sight, that's when your world will change, all for the better. So just, all of you, simply count from 5 to 1 and simply say, or you can use the terminology of Q, I command my spirit to bring forth the God that I am, to bring forth the goddess that I am. And then you say that three times, and then you count backwards from 10 very slowly, all the way down to 1, and then you say now. And notice the difference in the way you think, the way you feel. You will feel the immortality within you begin to surface. Do that three times. I command my spirit. Yeah, I can't hear you, Quasar.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it together. I command my spirit.
Indeed. I command my spirit to bring forth the God or goddess that I am.
To bring forth the God or goddess that I am.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To bring forth the God or goddess that I am.
To bring forth the goddess that I am.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To bring forth the God or goddess that I am.
To bring forth the goddess that I am.
10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
Now.
Now.
How does that make you feel?
Powerful. It was, that was powerful, Zora.
I'm asking you, how does it make you feel? Not normal. You feel
normal,
energized.
No.
You feel
yes.
alive. You feel enlightened.
Yes.
And the more you do that, the more it will become your reality. The more you will know you're a goddess. The more you will know you're a god. The more you will know you're a creator or a healer. You all have the power to heal. You have just been so blinded by so-called educations and so-called, there's a word for it, but I can't bring it up right now. Anyway.
Right.
But it's propaganda. There it is. So much propaganda against it, trying to limit you to being limited beings, of which you are not. And you had been so clouded by all that and programmed by all that, that you have lost sight of who you are, of what you are. But now you are bringing that back into focus by using the phrases of, I command my spirit to bring forth the God that I am, or the goddess that I am. And you do it with conviction, and you do it with extreme
joy,
forcefulness, and joy, of course.
Okay.
But joy and forcefulness. When you say it, when you say that, you are waking up the God within you. You are waking up the goddess within you. You are waking up the healing power that you possess. All of you have the healing power. And I can demonstrate it to you over the phone right now. Rub your hands together. Take them 18 to 24 inches apart. And then come back together very slowly. As you do, you begin to feel a pressure pushing. And you begin to feel as if you're pushing up against a balloon. Keep coming together. It begins to heat up. When it starts to heat up, you stop. How far apart are your hands at that point? Everything that you place within between those two hands, where you feel that energy and that force and that heat, is healed instantaneously. You have the power to heal. There is no need for you to go to a hospital. There's no need for you to be sick. There's no need for you to be unbalanced, because you are. You are because you have been programmed to be that way. And that's the way the government wants you to remain, because that way they can control you. And once you take back your power, take back your authority, take back your heritage of who and what you are, you will not be able to be stopped. You are powerful, limitless beings. You are forever beings. You are eternal beings. You are immortal beings. It's time you knew that. You are immortal beings. Reprogram the program. That's what we're doing right now. We're reprogramming the program. Your old program is being abolished. The new program is, I am that I am. And that's all that needs to be said.
That was beautiful. That was very powerful, Zora. Thank you so much. We're very, very grateful, Zora, that you are always here with us, especially on our calls.
If everyone said what I told them to say, by commanding my spirit, if everyone did that, there should be no one out there that is in ill health, because you have healed yourself. None out there that are confused. They are balanced again. None out there that are hurting. The hurt is gone. All of you have healed yourselves just by the words you spoke, just by the commands you spoke. You healed yourself at that moment. You can heal others. Do not be afraid to go out and heal people. You have the ability. You have the authority, because you were born with it. Remember that. You were born with the ability to heal. You can heal others. You can take away the others' suffering. And when you do that, they'll say, how did you do that? Then you can enlighten them and remind them of who and what they are. And then it creates a domino effect. One domino falls, another falls. The same with your healing ability. It will become stronger and stronger and stronger.
Indeed.
I am simply a transmitter. I am not the healer. You are.
Okay.
When I
speak
of healing on the phone to people out there who are asking for healing, when you do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. You're doing the healing. Remember that. You're doing the healing. All I'm doing is showing you the way.
Thank you, Zora. We will talk with you a little bit later. That was also very profound and amazing. Thank you, Zora. And we are now ready for our next guest, who is Dr. Jerry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's go ahead. Zora, I'll go ahead and I shall put you on mute for a minute. If you could do that, please, just in case you want to.
I can do that. Weren't you
okay,
going to bring Mark and Michael through first?
No, it'll be Dr. Jerry.
Oh, All right.
Yeah. That's how, yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and bring that to Jerry too. All right. Thank you, everyone. Okay, hold on a second, everybody. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Jerry.
It's Dr. Tom.
Wrong doctor, sorry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Tom. Okay.
You did a boo-boo.
I guess. All right. That didn't sound like Dr. Tom, Dr. Jerry. Okay. Dr. Tom. Hey, well, how come you're calling me? Okay. Let's try that one more time. There we go. I think it's because their numbers are really somewhat similar. It's like a backwards. So anyways, here we go. Dr. Jerry. Oh, my gosh. For goodness sakes. Sorry about that, Dr. Tom. Wrong one again. Sorry.
You have reached Dr. Thomas Sorge. Please leave
your
number.
Yeah, wow. You know what? You know, I know who's playing around right now.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
Okay. Wow.
Do
you
need help?
No. I got it. I know what just happened. Okay. So, everyone, you know, when things like that come into our space or my space right now, and it becomes an error, that is when I just got abducted. So,
you want to try again?
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get through this. Those aliens better get out of my way. Okay. So here we go again. So, but they, you know, they can play with computers. All right. So here we go. Try it one more time. Now that I caught them, well, they won't be interrupting now. There we go.
Hey, Jane.
There you are, Dr. Jerry. There was not going to be anything that was going to stop us from calling you.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
It's all the computer was kind of wanted to make me feel frustrated and all this stuff. Anyways, it's been a little bit of time since we've spoken with you last. And we always very, very much enjoy having you on our call just because of who you are, not just as a wonderful practitioner and all the different practices that you've had and been aware of, but also for who you are as one of our wonderful spiritual teachers. So with that, we are very grateful that you are here with us today. And I know lots of things have been happening with the Zealous products, and so I was wondering for right now, could you share with us a little bit about, again, you know, so people know your history, but if you want to just kind of go through it, you know, very briefly again, and then just we would love to really just hear, you know, what you want to share with us for today.
Yeah, thank you, Jane. I'm glad you said briefly with my history because it can get very long. Yeah, it's been quite a history.
You have a huge history. You've got to write that book. Please, you've got to write that book.
Indeed. It's been an interesting life, but a good life. It's one that has led me to a place of really wanting to spend the rest of my years helping people understand where we are, how to optimize this life, this experience, how to benefit humanity the most. And we are at a place where we really believe we're at the dawn of the change in the entire spectrum of this physical reality. So it's perfect timing to help people make that transition. And I believe I have a purpose. I have a mission, and I'm on it. So that's kind of a summary of a life, I must say, well-lived. I've had difficulties that I had to overcome, and it taught me great lessons and helped me to penetrate more deeply into the meanings, the background of what it means to be here. And I'm just honored that you have me as a guest, on occasion, and I want to make the best use of this time. And on this call, we do want to talk about Zealous, and I'm excited about it. I was a year ago when I found it, and I was able to reflect back on the time when we were using spirulina in my practice, even back as long ago as 1980, when I first discovered it. My own journey, it benefited me in that journey. And we recommended it to patients with great effect. However, later in the mid-90s, we found that spirulina had that one issue. Because it's the master detoxifier, it detoxifies whatever environment it's in. And I leaned on it less frequently because of that, because I know the world has so much, is so many pervasive toxins that, going to take many, many years, even tens of thousands of years in some cases, to break down. And they tend to concentrate in the environment. And so we're dealing with a massive toxic overload. And that's one of the reasons that many different diseases have become rampant. And why, let's just say this, it's easy to scare people with a specter of disease. Because the reality is people have become way weaker than they should be. And they really just need to understand that they don't have to be weaker. They can actually make themselves strong again. And spirulina is a big part of that. And it's interesting that spirulina, in my opinion, was, let's just say, the first life form on the planet. It was the original life form. It's foundational to the entire food chain. It helped to bring life to the planet. And for those that, have a spiritual doctrine that says that, there are certain things that how creation happened, but nothing is beyond God's ability to utilize. And I believe that spirulina was that initial life injection into the planet that allowed for several things to happen. One was oxygen. This rock that was this earth had to be oxygenated. It had to, water had to be able to be brought, materialized from the air. And so initially it was a combination of a few of those unique things happening that did have to have an intelligence behind it. There's no doubt that there's an intelligence there that allowed this to happen, and spirulina was a big part of it. So being foundational, being the initiator as it was the perfect food, and it actually is the perfect food. And scientists later, earlier in this century, they discovered that every nutrient we need is in spirulina. And that's not by mistake, that's by design. It is foundational to the entire chain that causes this planet to survive. And so we've literally gone back to our roots in discovering it, rediscovering it. And what Zealous has done with this patented form of raising it in a very pure environment, a form of vertical farming, that they created it and they've patented it. And even the strain they use, the A3 strain, or that is particular and proprietary to them, because they own the copyright of that particular strain. So no one can copy what we have. And that strain grown in their facility is able to maintain its purity because it's being monitored and with such strict quality control and optimized. They start with a more optimal strain that they have the copyright and exclusive rights to, and they optimize it in every way, and they can control those parameters that you cannot control out in the world. Your exact temperature that's perfect for spirulina to grow, the exact amount of light, the exact pH of the water, the correct amount of organic nutrients. So you end up with a 30 to 100x more potent product, and it's toxin-free, more important in my mind, because now we have the ability to keep ourselves toxin-free. We put it in our internal environment, and it pulls those toxins from our bodies instead of pulling toxins from the earth itself, from the air and the water and anywhere it's growing. So it's a great tool to facilitate our becoming stronger, because it feeds us in a way that nothing really can. Nothing else on the planet can feed us like this perfect food. In fact, the nutrients are so potent that a pound of our spirulina would be worth 10,000 or 1,000 pounds, sorry, 1,000 pounds of, if you had fruits and vegetables that you juiced, a pound of this would be worth 1,000 pounds of that, which would be impossible to consume, the 1,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables. So we have access to something that's amazing. But more than that, because it's a whole food, because it's foundational in nature, because it's a live food and they prepare it in that way, they don't kill it, they don't use high temperature, they dry it very slowly, very carefully, they preserve the whole food, live food nature of it, and that means our body can take it and work with it. In biological transmutation, that's a fact. If your body is given something that's in this perfect matrix, this perfect foundational food that your body recognizes, it will utilize it in ways that science is just now beginning to understand. It has a certain amount of all of these nutrients, but your body takes those nutrients and can pick and choose what it actually needs and build nutrients from that mix. So that's the biological transmutation that spirulina allows you to create inside your body. So, you know, we have, as an alternative, people go out and go, you know, I need to find the best multiple vitamin and mineral source. And you notice on the label of a multiple vitamin and mineral, there's a lot of different things that are put in there. And they're put in there because scientists have determined you need a little of this and a little of that and more of this and more of that. But it comes from a laboratory, and it's kind of a one-size-all-fits kind of thing that doesn't really fit. But spirulina allows the activation of something deeper, that biological process, because it's so easily utilized and metabolized, absorbed, metabolized, digested, and it creates that biological transmutation ability. It's next level nutrition. It allows your body to do what your body needs to do. And that's the greatest thing in wellness, is allowing your body to be the miracle that it was created to be, by giving it the nutrients so that it can do that. All of those building blocks are not only there, but can be created from what possibly is lacking in there. It's an amazing concept if you think about it. Then the other thing that might be interrupting that perfect expression is the fact that the toxins create imbalances and create interruptions to that expression. And so we have that other side of spirulina that is removing the toxic elements. It really becomes about creating balance. And on a call I did on Wednesday evening, the practitioner's call, I talked a lot about bromine. And to emphasize that, bromine, being a halogen, competes for space in our bodies, and it's found everywhere. It's found, it's even put in our foods. It's put in bread. You see brominated, the white flour that we have at the store is brominated. Maybe it's a whitening agent, I'm not sure, but even vegetable oils, many of them are brominated. And it's abbreviated, so you don't know. It's like, brominated vegetable oil, BVO. You'll see that as an ingredient in some products. It's also in our textiles, in our curtains, in our carpet, in our beds. It's a fire retardant. In our children's car seats and clothing and everything around us. There was a Dr. David Brownstein, an MD, who tested his patients, and he tested 500 patients, and 100% were toxic, had toxic levels of bromide. And bromide has many different downsides, from being a carcinogen to kidney and liver damage to creating neurological damage, skin damage, on and on. It's not good. But one of the big problems with it, because it's a halogen like iodine, it pushes iodine out of our bodies. And that's really a bad thing. Our glandular system needs iodine. We tend to run deficient in iodine. It's not especially not a good thing these days because of the radioactive atmosphere is 50 to 60, even 70 times higher than it was 50 years ago because of these accidents that have happened the amount of radioactive leaks and things that are going on and ongoing. And these are some of the things that last for tens of thousands of years, you know, in our environment. So it just concentrates more and more. And you get radioactive isotopes of iodine, which are in these Fukushima and Chernobyl. If your body's deficient in iodine, it'll search for that and pick it up out of the atmosphere. And now you've got a radioactive substance that your body is utilizing going into your glands, which is not a good thing at all. So we need to make sure we have an adequate level of iodine, and bromide pushes it out of our body. So again, wellness is about balance. It's about creating that perfect balance. And that's the thing that spirulina is best at, I believe, is helping our bodies create that perfect balance with the biological transmutation, with the getting rid of the toxic elements, and working with our bodies to help facilitate that. Now, in terms of, Jane, you mentioned, you know, where's Zealous at? They've got a lot of products in Europe. They are the premier algae-based company in the world, and they see it as the future, our future ability to be well, to be able to feed ourselves, you know, naturally, because a lot of our food is contaminated, and to be able to utilize, you know, cosmetics and things like that that aren't so contaminated. They're creating an entire line that's algae-based. And an example of that is one of the products that we have is Ridium. It's a skincare product, and it's algae-based. It's very, very clean, very, very pure. It's really, it's 99%, more than 99% even, red algae extract. And it's got just a little bit of things in there to allow it to, you know, be stable. That's it. Whereas in contrast, most skincare it's self-policing. These companies, they just dump lots of toxins in there. They overload it with toxins. In many cases, 30, 40, even 50% of things in the skincare that ends up being toxic. It's not healthy, not good for the skin, not good for the body. Your body absorbs it, and it's not a good thing. So Zealous is really a pioneer in this non-toxic world. And in Europe, they have shampoos and conditioners and soaps and other things that go along with it, with the skincare, And all of that is coming very soon. This is a new market. Literally, North America was launched in September officially, and we're still kind of tweaking some of the aspects of the company. December 1st is a big day, and then January 1st is another big day. December 1st is the big day. We'll make some announcements on Monday. Even the compensation plan was geared more for Europe. A lot is changing December 1st that will be very good for our business. I'll just say that. It'll allow people to – the three things I say people need the most right now. One is a good source of toxin-free nutrition. The other is detoxification. The other is financial stability. Even if it's a side gig to bring in some extra money and grow something for your future.
Yeah.
And December 1st will mark the day that becomes a reality, much easier to build because of the tweaks that they've done for North America. It's going to the whole world, these tweaks, but it was because of launching in North America. I attribute a lot of this to Curtis and Rob Witte because they really worked strongly with corporate. And the key is the corporate people, the owners, the CEOs, the management team, they listened. And they're really letting us guide them to make this really the greatest company, I believe, that's ever existed in this space. And so we've got a really bright future, and we can really help a lot of people around the globe. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Oh, that is beautiful news. We can't wait. Maybe, December 1st is like right around the block.
It is, like 10 days away.
I think that was, 11 days. That is, oh, good. Maybe you can come on our show that particular, one of those days. As soon as that happens, we would love to be able to hear what all of this is all about. I have to, and I'm so glad that you really were able to concentrate on what this product really can do. I will tell you that I've kind of run out, of a couple of the items, and, the more that you have spoken in regards to what it does and and I know most of us that do listen to your call, now that we really understand that it really works so synergistically with our bodies, where there's balance, that's where it moves towards. It isn't just taking a vitamin and then hoping that, whatever the ails the body, that's going to get healed by whatever we take. And when you say it's so alive and the way they produce it, and so it's just over the mountain, in terms of what it can do for us, versus a long time ago when you started with spirulina. This is truly an amazing. And the more we hear about it, the more it finally penetrates into the subconscious, So it's like, oh, I think I finally got it now. I'm really ready now to really understand how it works. Because the more we understand how it really works within our bodies, and sometimes for us, some people, it just takes, 10 times, Some people, the ones that really get it quickly, then they get it the first time around. But for the majority, I think it takes time for us to really finally really get it. So for everyone, go ahead and let's get started on this. Let's look forward to Dr. Tom. Oh, Dr. Jerry, by the way, I don't mean to change the subject, but while I'm thinking about it, because it's a Saturday. I don't know what your schedule looks like for tomorrow morning, but we'd love to have a meditation with you. So I don't know if you could tell me if Saturday tomorrow doesn't work, maybe we can have you come in I'm now kind of working. So Mondays and Tuesdays are going to be hard. So we could do like a Wednesday morning or tomorrow. What do you think is really good for a meditation and anything else maybe that people might want to ask in regards to spirulina?
Okay, regarding the meditation, I have to get back to you in a couple of hours, maybe so later this afternoon, about tomorrow morning, if that works.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I have somebody coming here that's helping me tomorrow, and I might not be available in the morning, but I will know in a couple of hours. Wednesday might be more of a for sure.
Why don't we do Wednesday? Yeah, just tell me more about Wednesday, because then I'll give I can give people the, and also if you will, if, at some point today, if you could just send us a well, you probably might have already sent me the replay for Wednesday's call in regards to the bromine.
That would be really
interesting. Yeah. I never heard that before either. So I think we are. Go ahead.
You know, there's 60 to 80,000 approved chemicals. I'm talking many of those are what's called organotoxins because they're carbon chains from petrol products. Those are in the environment and persist for a long time. But we, as a society, have used these things in our food production, in our clothing, and all of these things, even outside of those petrochemicals, things like bromine, in our food, et cetera. And there's other examples. Formaldehyde is used, other kinds of benzenes and different kinds of things that we've grabbed and used them in ways that are really criminal, really, because we, you know, it wasn't understood what they do to our bodies long term, and now it's beginning to reveal itself. So it's ubiquitous. It's throughout our entire world and throughout throughout our bodies. And so it's vitally important that people do use spirulina because it is the master detoxifier. So we can take spirulina in every day knowing it's working for us to create that balance, remove the toxins, and it's just a great tool to have.
You know, talking about the holidays, Dr. Giro, and then I'm going to let you go. In the back office, I haven't been in the back office, you know, just real recently. Because of the holidays coming, does Zealous have, like, you know, if you get five, you get a big discount or something like that, that's like for the holidays that are just about here?
Well, there will be other specials, but Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which would be, you know, next Friday and the following Monday, those have 50% off on the product. So it'd be a great time to stock up. If you need something, you got 50% off.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, I love that. I'm so glad I brought that up. Okay, so everybody, if you're interested, you can wait. You can wait until Black Friday or, what is that, Black Friday and Monday?
Cyber Monday, yeah, it's called, yeah. So next Friday and the following Monday, yeah.
Okay, everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, tune into that. You could go to our website. Our website is www.zealous. It's spelled with an X, though. xelliss.com/003291. /003291. That's our That's our ID. So and also, if you want to listen and hear more information, I know it's also on YouTube. But if people, again, if you will, Dr. Giro, just kind of tell people how they can get in to some of the calls, the jump start.
We have a website up, and that support website is X, like the Zealous starts with an X, xjumpstart.com. And if you're, once you're a member, and I know there are members on this call, as Jane and Zora are, once you're a member, you can click join that website. It's free. And you use your username and your password that you use to set up your Zealous account, and you can join that as a member. And there's in the back office of that site are all our recordings of all of our calls. If you missed any, it's all being cataloged there. Also, once you're a member, you can get the app, and the app has everything on it, including the calendar of events, all of the calls we do, some of the archived calls. It has some videos you can send people. And to get the app, you go to getzealous.com, and you just click install. And then when you click open, it'll ask for your username and ID number, just like when you set up your Zealous account. And by the way, it's just a dollar. It's still just a dollar to join. And the app is free. Membership on the X-Jumpstart is free. So there's no reason. For $1, you can access reams of information, reams of support, and we can help you build a business. And it gets really interesting starting December 1st. So in 10 days, there's going to be the ability to build a business very, very methodically and rapidly. So it's very exciting. And I don't say that from a standpoint of, you know, greed at all. We have, as I said, I'm on a mission, and I know those of you that, you know, really want to help humanity, this is something that humanity needs more than ever. And the financial reward is just, you know, it's just part of it. It's part of the vehicle we need in this world. You need a vehicle to survive in this world, and sometimes it gets really rough if you don't have that vehicle, you know. So we deserve to have a good vehicle to support us in ways that you know, are good. But even if, once we cross that line where we're actually, you know, very affluent, which is soon, even when we're there, we'll be able to offer people a great opportunity to help themselves. It's like, you know, the biblical thing of giving people, teaching them to fish rather than giving them food. You know, so it's much better. It's better for the soul. It's better for the people. They're able to create something great. So you have a great gift to be able to offer people. The reality is
amazing. That sounds so fab. I mean, that just sounds so right up our alley. The best way to say that. This is really great on our path towards greater health. Especially now when we really do need it so that we can go forward and help so many others financially and even in terms of especially physically. So I know it's helping me. So it's kind of like a subtle thing. You don't feel something like right away. It doesn't take you a week.
But that's the beauty of it, because the body doesn't respond quickly. It doesn't become sick quickly and it doesn't get well quickly. The thing about a lot of products, quote unquote products, they put things like stimulants in them and other things that aren't healthy, like fat blockers and things that aren't healthy. What this is doing is it's helping your body to regain its wellness, and that happens slowly and subtly, but it's very powerful. I feel totally different today than I did. Totally different than I did a year ago, and even different than I did a couple of months ago, because of this. It doesn't stop working. It continues to improve your body, literally making you stronger, taking years off your, you know, off your age. Mm-hmm. But it happens over time, and that's the way it's supposed to happen. So we just need to re-educate people that those instantaneous results aren't typical to the body.
You have to give it the time to integrate into your system. And sometimes because of all the toxins that we have, it may take a little bit longer than it is for others. So with that being said, Dr. Jerry is always so enlightening, and you're just such a beautiful spirit. We really, really appreciate who you are being on a call. So thank you again, and we'll see you on Wednesday, and we'll find out from Dr. Jerry. I'll give people a heads up. So for those of you that have been meditating with us and those of you who are new and would like to hear more, and I'm sure that Dr. Jerry will also be open to some questions in regards to the Zealous. So thank you, Dr. Jerry. You have yourself a wondrous, we want you to have a fabulous day.
And you, Jane, and everyone here, God bless you and your entire family, and I love being here. Thank you so much. Look forward to Wednesday.
So it's to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Jerry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wasn't that fabulous? Oh, I loved all that information. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, so now we have coming up next as we go on to the next stage of our show here. It is like a show, right? We'll go ahead and bring in I don't know, I've got Dr. Tom in my head. It probably has to do with, you know, obviously the RV, and we want to make sure that everybody gets flushed, you know, with all the abundance so that everybody can really do their joy in helping the world. So anyway, okay, so first up is going to be Mark Kotler. Oh, and let me go ahead and bring him in. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know whether or not he has a different number that he would like for me to use. So let me just go ahead and check that one out real quick. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring Mark in. Okay. And then, of course, we'll bring in his brother, Michael.
Hello.
There we are. There is one of the Markle brothers.
Hi, Jade. I'm here.
Hey. Yes, you are. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We love
my
your
pleasure.
Energy.
My pleasure.
When you come to our call. Yeah.
Thank you.
So
I love you.
Feel it. Yeah, we just want to connect with you just energetically. So it's really wonderful to have you. So how are you?
Great. Everything's great. Can't complain. Things are going great.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, shall we go ahead and bring Michael in? Let's go ahead.
Absolutely.
And do that. Okay, we'll get the show started here. All right. So I know both of you have been pretty busy these days. And, of course, I know his number by heart now. I think everybody does.
Yeah, exactly.
He's never going to be alone. Everybody's got his number. Okay, hold on. My computer here wants to play a little, so we're going to undo this part of it. Okay, hold on. All right, now we'll go ahead and dial him in.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Okay, Mr. Andrews, you are here. One of the other Markle brothers. Thank you, Michael. We got the two of you. We love your smiles and your laughter and your joy. So brief introductions. Michael and Mark, I think everybody knows you. Michael, we know your phone number for sure. That's a tough one. So I'm going to go ahead and short introduction for Mark, and I already kind of did that. We've known Mark for so many years already. It seems like we've known him forever, probably. Energetically. So anyways, Mark is really a super, super, very heart-minded individual who's brought us many different products. And then now it's like catapulted like into, what, crypto? Really, Mark? And so anyways, Mark has introduced, and along with Michael, and Michael also is very, very extraordinary. But Mark, we want to thank you again. I mean, we would not be here unless if it weren't for you, and then of course Michael too. So, Mark, I'll go ahead and let you take over, and thank you again for your tremendous joy and work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Jane and Zaria. I love you guys. We go way back, and spiritually and also in friendship, and you know, it's just been incredible. But anyways, I met Michael Andrews about 3 years ago, and we made an instant connection. We became brothers, but we also wanted to change lives all over the world. And I knew Michael was incredible. He was a master at Forex, a master trader, a master at digital currency, and I came from the nutritional background. I did quite well through the years. I was blessed. But 3 years ago, when we met, my life has been changed financially. I mean, also in so many ways from helping people, but just teaming up with Michael, I mean, it's just unbelievable what it's done for my finances and Jane and Zaray and many other people. So I just wanted to say that Michael's breaking, and I'm being real honest, Michael is our leader. He is definitely the leader of our team. And he's, in fact, he's broken every record in the company. He's done over $3.5 million worth of business in less than 6 months, which is just unheard of. So the reason I'm saying all this is that I want you to listen to every word he says, and he will change your life as well. And just listen to what he says, because he knows his stuff, and he does it with all humility. There's no ego, and he's my brother. So, Michael, my brother from another mother, take it away.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm actually preparing some things, because this is, again, just like all calls, a very special call that we're going to be having. And I'm just going to be highlighting some things and also just giving a little bit more information and instruction, because, you know, it's just amazing what we have going on. And before I get started, as I always do, I just want to thank with all of my heart, Jane and Billy, Soraya, for just opening up this platform. It's pretty much a dream come true, something that I had dreamed about and truly desired a while ago, being on a platform where I could just help people in a much higher level. And that's definitely being answered, and, you know, something that I'm so excited about. So I thank you so much, you know, for your leadership and, you know, just having a platform like that, that you're consistently, you know, giving people information and just wanting to improve people's lives. You know, this journey really started with me having a big issue with the 10 million people that are out there that unfortunately haven't been able to work, you know, due to COVID, or, you know, or just unemployed because they're looking for something, but they just can't seem to find it. You know, that really touched my heart last year, and I got even more aggressive than I had gotten years before. And then, of course, you know, having a chance to meet with Mark, you know, it was a really unique situation. You know, sometimes when you're having a problem with something, something can happen, and it just kind of, it's the reason why you were supposed to be in that situation in the first place. So when Mark reached out to me at that time, we were on the phone for hours and hours just because of our, you know, connection that we had, the desire to help people. And we're seeing that at a high level right now. I never expected to see this many people or have this type of result this fast, but it just happens when you have you have the proper motive. And motive is everything. You know, the motive of the reason why you're doing things is so important. You know, if you're doing it for the wrong reason, of course the blessings are not there. But if you're doing things for the right reason, you can see what can happen. And we have done things in such a short period of time that me and my wife, we looked at each other and we're just like, I can't believe this, you know. But it's just because, you know, people are starting to want to see changes. They want something in their life that's different. So we're just a tool. You know, Mark and I are just tools to help people. And that's how we just, when we go to platforms like this one, where there's just incredibly in nice people, good people, you know, that's what happens. You know, things start to really move, and that's really what we've been able to do. But what I want to do on this call, because a lot of people know who we are, of course, and I want people to be able to come back and really mark this recording, because I'm going to be going over some things just to kind of help people. You know, when you get 5,000 people, we would love to be able to talk to people every single day. I mean, I would love to do that. But when you have 5,000 people, it's absolutely impossible to be able to get back to people immediately. So I just wanted to kind of go over that with all of you. We're in a situation right now that the blessings have been so abundant that we have grown by leaps and bounds. But I want to kind of make sure on this call, so that people can go back to it, who me and Mark are. You know, sometimes I get these texts, and I think people are a little bit confused on who me and Mark are when it comes to this company and it comes to this opportunity that we're giving to everyone. Mark and I were not employees for World Crypto Life. We're not employees, okay? So I want to make sure it's very clear that you understand that we're not on the clock and we do not get paid by the company hourly. So what that means that Mark and I were doing this because we want to. We don't have staff. I don't have 50 to 1,000 staff members that are taking people's call. We are just independent contractors. So even when your funds come to me directly, those funds are to purchase your digital currency. And the reason why we put ourselves in this position is because we know that a lot of people don't know about digital currency, that they're not aware on how it works. So everything that Mark and I do is just because we're sacrificing our time because we love people. And so I just want to make sure you're aware of that, because sometimes I get texts and people are like, you should have staff. No, it doesn't work that way. We don't have that. You know, what we have is a situation where we're getting back to people and we're helping people so that we can get them involved. But we're not employed. We're completely independent. And even the people who are involved with this that can refer people to this program, you're not employed. You don't have to work 8 hours, 10 hours. You're completely free. You have the ability to live your life, and that's what we're really about. But what I want to do is for the individuals that are in, which there's many of you, right, I want to just kind of go over some things to make it easy for you so that you don't have to feel that everything's dependent on Mark and I, but you can just really get the education and the information that you need. So one of the things is when you actually get started with us, you're going to receive a login. You're going to receive a password and a username that really is selected by you, okay? And you have the ability to go to worldcryptolife.com, log in, and that's going to get you to where your dashboard is after you put in your username, which is the ID, same as the ID, and your password. Now, you're going to get to a site where that's your dashboard. And that dashboard is where you're going to be able to always see your IMC tokens. You're also going to be able to see on that dashboard where the current value is, not where you may have bought it, but where the current value is. So I have a lot of questions, you know, when people actually get their sites. They're saying, well, where can I see the actual amount, the retail amount of my token? So I want to kind of go over that just because I know there's so many people that are a part of this. And we're also, if you're in, going to be connecting with people so that you'll be able to get on the calls we have, because we have calls every single day. And on Saturday, we have training with that the company does. So this is bigger than Mark and I. We have over 50,000 people in the company. So the way to really contact them is to actually go to support@worldcryptolife.com. That's so that you can be able to get things answered so that you really don't even have to wait for Mark and I. You can really just really go to them and they'll support you with things you need. So again, that's support@worldcryptolife.com. So I just kind of want to make sure that everybody's aware of that, because I don't want you to think that this is a one-man show or this is my show. This is a digital currency just like some of the others that has done something that no one's ever done before. So we're the in way for people to really be able to get involved, and also the way that people can get involved and be discounted. Now, you know, when you start looking at the retail, right, and I'm going to go kind of slow because I do want this to be a recording that people can come to, be able to listen to, and be able to get information, you know, just in case there's a situation where maybe when you go to our WCL onthego.info site, you may need just a little bit of information just from this call to kind of assist you. But when it comes to understanding, okay, what is the retail price right now for the IMC token? Well, we have several exchanges that we are on right now. Again, these are retail. This is not where you want to go to purchase. You know, you want to be able to go there just to actually see what the retail price is. And so we have the EMET, which is the E-M-E-T exchange.com that we are now listed on since November 1st. That was the first one we got on. We also have the im-exchange.com. Now, that's our main website, okay? That's where the retail price is as well. So you can go to the im-exchange.com as well. And you know, some people say, well, Michael, it seems as though that the prices are different on different exchanges. And yes, that is true. Not all exchanges are going to have the same price, but this is where you can actually go on there and kind of get the range. It's like maybe 1 or 2 cents off, maybe 5 cents the most, that you'll actually see the price discrepancy. So if you look at other one, we have LBank that is actually in Hong Kong. It's another exchange. It's got about 5 million people, users in that one. We got into that one about a week ago. We are on coinmarketcap.com. So for a lot of people, they felt that this was not going to be a reality. Well, everybody knows it's a reality now, because if you're listing on CoinMarketCap, trust me, you're real at that point. We also have CoinGecko that we're on as well. So, and that's CoinGecko.com and CoinMarketCap.com. So these are places that you actually can go and be able to see the retail amount, because when you go into your back office, you're going to only see the discounted amount, okay? The next exchange that we're going to be on is going to be in November 22nd. That's going to be Bitmart, another medium-sized exchange that is up and coming. We're going to be on that exchange as well. So what's happening right now is we are very aggressively ramping up this month. On the last call, I went through some information. I'll briefly go over that this month too. But we are in a situation right now where it's not if this token is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's just when. And because of what the company's doing right now, we know that we're going to see somewhere around $100 per token at least going into the first quarter of next year. I'm pretty conservative, so, you know, it could be more. I mean, we're not saying that that's going to be the exact amount, but we are going to be looking at that. So that's a really big thing, because as I've told so many on this call, you know, what is the blueprint? What's the real amount to get to really make sure that you've locked in your retirement, right? Because so many people have 401ks. They're not performing. Matter of fact, if you start doing some really good research on the 401k, I want you also to do research on our deficit right now, how much money we owe. And the next thing I want you to look at is where are they going to get the money to actually deal with this deficit, right? So if you do not know, do some research on this, because yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a 401k, the government has done this already and will continue to do it, pull money out of your 401k that you feel is really safe. And it's happened to my friends, different family members, and they lost some of their funds in their 401k. So what's happening right now is people are getting smart. And they're realizing that, okay, if I go towards digital currency, I can at least make 1,000% per token. I mean, 1,000% per year, whether it's a coin or a token on average. And that average is lightning better than 5 to 8% or 10% that you're yielding with your 401k. So we have a lot of people right now that have moved forward. They have made decisions to move forward and utilize their funds in that manner. But I always stress certain things to each person, because I want you to understand that I don't want you to be the person that got hit by a truck and didn't see it coming, but you heard something, and then if it happens, you're like, well, I'm not surprised, because I did get this information from Michael and Mark on that call, and now I know for sure that that's exactly how they're going to deal with the trillions of dollars that we're indebted right now and all of that money that's being printed every single day, minimizing the price of the dollar. So that's why this is so important right now. We're going to see in the next 5 years, I'm just making a statement, 5 years or more, we're going to see that the dollar that you have really in your pocket right now is not even going to be usable because of what's going on right now. So financial people like myself, being a master trader, I'm seeing this every day. It's not if, it's just a matter of when that these things are going to happen. So this is why we're on the call. We're not on the call because we're employees or we have to do this. Trust me when I tell you, I'd never have to work ever again. And that's just something that has been set up through the years, and I'm so grateful that I was educated and I had the education to do that. But Mark and I, we don't want that just for ourselves. We want to make sure that each and every one of you are in a position to really be able to enjoy your life and have multiple ways that happens. So I want to go a little bit further and give you some more instruction, because we are growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, sometimes I think that people feel that between Mark and myself that we're going to be able to connect with you immediately. What we're doing right now is give us about 24 to 48 hours, and it may be more because we're in a launch right now. Before the launch, I was much more accessible, but now that we're in the launch, there's a lot more people coming in, and our primary focus is to make sure that we input the people so that each person has the opportunity to be able to win. That is my primary focus right now. I can't do a lot of training. I can't do a lot of breaking things down because there's 5,000 of us, but what I can do is give you the instructions and make sure that you know exactly where to go to get the information that you need. So, again, that's wclonthego.info. Now, when you get to that site, right now I'm on my phone, there's like these three lines that are at the top of that site. And all you want to do is hit the menu option, and then you want to go to where it says meetings, and it tells you all of the meetings that we have. It gives you information directly on exactly, you know, how to do certain things, you know, how to stake your tokens or how to actually, you know, navigate through your back office. Of course, on that website, you also have recorded videos and you have back office training. You have documents. You have the access to our customer service that is there 24 hours a day. They're just there. You have information on websites that we're connected to. And then also, if you look in that menu, it gives you information on updates. So you can actually go in and listen to the weekly Zoom calls where there's updates about what's going on that we have. And every Saturday we have, meetings that are live that Ben Finch does and other leaders that gives you information every single week on what we're doing. Now also, if you go in your back office, not only is the wclonthego.info site there, it's called the Back Office Center, you also have another tab that actually gives you education that you can buy, and it gives you the detail of digital currency. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is where everything is going. Everything's going to be digital. So the more education you have, you don't have to rely on me. You don't have to rely on Mark. Everything in that back office is there for you to make sure you get the information you need so that you know why things are happening instead of it being like, I didn't see that coming. So I'm going over this because we've been through several weeks, and as we go, it's imperative, and I'm going to really use this word a lot, that you make sure that you get used to your back office, you get used to the exchanges that I just gave to you, that you get used to the WCL on the go site, and even futuristically get used to what is digital currency. Because if you don't know, it's going to change everything. Like right now, we are Walmart is starting to have these kiosks that's going to have digital currency where people can be able to swap, exchange, and even get funds from. If you look at AMC theaters, they're already incorporating having digital currency. The Super Bowl football teams are starting to incorporate it. Here in Miami, I don't know in Florida if you've ever been here, but you can just use digital currency in this state. It's just usable like right now. So it's happening. You know, it's starting to move to and fro all over the place. But I just wanted to make sure that you have this information because this is something that's accessible 24/7. You have access to it, and it can help you so that you don't have to feel that you have to rely on one person, because we have, like I said, over 50. We're probably around 60,000 people right now inside of WCL at this time. So very, very exciting. But I do want to just give a very small synopsis of who we are on this call. You may be new. I know people have heard me a lot, but you may be new. And if you are new and this is the first time you're hearing me, I want to just go over a very short amount of information about who we are, why this is, you know, why are people getting involved with digital currency in the first place? Because you do need to know that. So the first reason why digital currency is so big is because of the issues right now with people just being able to deal with the banks. I don't know if you're like me, but I've been having more and more problems being able to move money around. The restrictions are getting bigger and bigger. They don't allow you to move but a certain amount. Right now I have restrictions on I only can move around 50 to 100,000 on certain things that I'm doing, and I know I have to move a lot more than that. So digital currency allows you to be self-banked so you don't have to worry about the restrictions or the regulations that so many people have to go through because of all the red tape, all of the political things that are going on with the banks these days. So know that that's the biggest one. You know, in the United States here, if your credit isn't where it needs to be, you can't even get a bank account. And that's really sad. It's very, very sad to know that people want to be able to move things around, but because they got in some trouble because of COVID or something else, they're in a position right now that they can't even do anything with their finances. They can't move things around. The second thing is that there had to be a solution with this identity theft, the fraud that's going on. Fraud is just messing everything up these days. And so because of the blockchain, because of digital currency, it's helped us to be able to now have be able to move funds around without the issue of, you know, using your Social Security number or things that can really cause you to have problems if people steal that. The third thing is the cost of moving money around today is so expensive. I've been dealing with a lot of people in different countries, and they're like, Michael, you know, it's going to cost me this amount. Now, it's worth it because you're going to make a lot. But at the same time, how great is it going to be when we all are connected and when we move money to and fro to each other that it costs nothing? Because right now, I can send G-points. I can send those type of funds to Mark with no payment. There's nothing I have to pay to do that. How great is it going to be when all of us are on the platform and we can do that? The next thing that's really, really big is that why IMC? You know, a lot of people ask me and said, okay, I know that's what digital currency does, but what makes us so different? Well, the things that really makes us different is that if you ever dealt with digital currency, especially Bitcoin or something like that, we already know that if you send money to somebody, it's not going to be the same price. When you send funds to somebody, it's going to be a different price. It could be less or it could be more, but it's never stable. The other thing that, you know, we know about Bitcoin is that we don't know when the transaction will get there. Sometimes it may take a quick second, maybe minutes, and sometimes it could be even days before that transaction goes through. So the IMC token, really what it is, it speeds up the transaction. So instead of it being minutes, days, or whatever it may be, it happens in a nanosecond, which means the transaction is instant. That is really big. The other thing is because of the G-point that we have, and basically a good understanding of what a G-point is like going to a store and buying a gift card. If you ever bought a gift card, you know you put maybe $20 to it, and then after that you can purchase merchandise at that particular store. So the same thing with the G-point. What it does is it allows us to be able to do a transaction that is stable where it doesn't move, and when I send someone money or you send someone money, it's going to be the exact amount that you sent. So instead of it being where, okay, I sent $100 worth of Bitcoin and when it got to you it was $90, when you send the G-points over, it's dollar for dollar, meaning it's $100. So now we're able to work with Walmart, any company that's out there, we can do a transaction, and it does not move around, and it happens within a nanosecond. And that's really where the world's going. We can see today that things are speeding up. Things are going faster. It's faster than I've ever seen. And, you know, the crazy thing is that everything's really going online these days more than ever. You know, literally when I go to a store, the person that works there tells me, hey, do you know if you just, you know, buy it online, you can actually save 10 to 15%. And it really saddens me because the person that's telling me that, they're actually getting rid of their job. So every single day, more and more people are going to lose their job because they're actually telling people like myself and you that if you just go online, you can save 10 to 15%. how many more people are going to be on that list of jobs lost? So this is why Mark and myself are on this call, because we're lining you up, we're setting you up so that you can be successful, because we feel this way. If you're successful, then what does that mean? You're going to help your family. You're going to help your associates. And the world is going to start changing over time, and we're going to be in an amazing place together, an amazing place. So with that being said, I do want to give you some information on how to connect with me. As Jane said, a lot of people know my number by heart probably now, and I know you probably do. But I'm going to go ahead and give the information out for anybody that's new. And but I just wanted to make sure that we cleared some things up on this call. I'm going to end with just some of the things we're doing. I'm not going to go over the whole calendar, but just know that we are going to be in front of 25 million people this month. What does that mean? The price of our token is going to explode. And I know some of you, you know, some of the payment methods, we do have a PayPal payment method, so I know some of you are still waiting for that. We're going to be working with you. So if you're on the call, don't think that I don't know who you are. I do. We are going to be working to make sure that we get you processed. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to make sure that you're inputted, okay? We're going to make sure you get in. We're just working through everybody as quick as we can, and but we will get to you. But my number to connect with me is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And then what you want to do with that number is you want to text free, because that connects, it lets me know that you're connected with this call. But you want to text free. You want to text your first and last name. You want to text your username of choice, and that could be letters, it could be numbers, it could be letters and numbers, but no special characters, 7 to 8 characters, and your email. Now, then you need to put in there what package you want. So what packages do we have? We have the $100 package, we have $500, we have $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. Again, we have the $100, the $500, the $1,000, the $2,000, the $5,000, the $10,000, and the $25,000. So how this works is you may say, well, Michael, I do not have $500, but I have $200. Well, you are able to buy $200 packages. So we do have people who have bought more than $25,000 in their package. And we know that too. So you can buy multiple packages to be able to get up to what you want to get up to. Another thing that I want everybody to know, I was talking to Francis, the CEO, and he informed me that we're somewhere around 90 million tokens. They upped it a little bit more to give people more opportunity, which is fantastic. But we have about 90 million tokens left right now. So, again, I want you to understand that number is very small, because we have 25 million people that are going to be looking at this November. So, again, if you've connected with me, one of the things that I need you to do is to make sure you keep contacting me until we have you complete. So just text me daily. It's not bugging me. It's not bothering me. But just text me daily and just let me know, hey, Michael, I'm still not finished. I want to get started. I know we have about 90 million, but, you know, I want to go ahead and make sure. So just send that information, and that lets me know that you're not finished. If you're a person that sent me an email, continue to do that. But for those who have different ways of payment, like you need PayPals, I have other people, Mark has it, John has it. That doesn't go directly to me, so that one may take a little bit more time just to get things set up, but want to make sure that you understand that as well. We will get to you. The email, because some of you have said, well, I can't text, I only can call, and that's understandable too. So you can actually email me at okmrandrews@gmail.com. And I'm going to do it slower this time. It is okmrandrews@gmail.com. But again, the spelling on that is okaymrandrews ndrews at gmail.com. And you can send the same information there. And also Telegram and WhatsApp is also something that's usable. And you can just reach out to me that way. Continue to reach out to me until I have you finished. Do that daily because we want to make sure that you are able to be a part of the last 90 million tokens that we have. I know every day is getting lower and lower, but we do have that exact amount from yesterday. So, of course, it's going to be a different amount now because people are still buying even as we speak. So I just wanted to make sure that we kind of reference that. I know so many people are wanting to get information. We have all the information you need, and we're definitely here to assist you. So with that being said, I'm going to give it back to Jane, and if you have any questions for me or anything like that, we can definitely answer those and go from there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. That was excellent once again, Michael. I got a question for you. So we have 90 million tokens left. So what's the cost, the discounted cost, right, for the coins now?
So right now we're at 40 cents.
Yeah.
So right now we're at 40 cents. Yeah, we're at 40 cents. It just keeps moving. It's moving so fast now, like the amounts are going up quicker and quicker, and that's without us being on the big exchanges. Like right now, we haven't even got to the biggest exchanges yet. So that's the thing that's just like wild to me. You know, it's just amazing.
Okay.
And just to not go over the full calendar, but just like you said, I mean, we're at 40 cents now, but we're connecting this with major celebrities, major influencers, major exchanges.
Okay.
I mean, so it's this whole month is packed with just amazing things. So we're watching the speed of it. Right now we have over 700 million in volume at this time in some of the exchanges. So, you know, it's just crazy right now what we've got going on. The impact is just very, very powerful, as you know. So it's just all about just being as quick as you can. But, yeah, we're at 40 cents now. It's around 52 to 53 cents on the several exchanges. But, yeah, definitely going to be moving up.
Interesting. Okay. And then, you know, for so many people, you know, and thank you for letting us know that you are independent contractors and that you are not, you're not working for the company. But could you tell us a little bit about Francis? You know, a lot of people don't know who he is as the founder of
Francis,
this and his background.
Yeah, so Francis, Francis is the CEO. Richard Pio is actually the owner of it. He's all the technical. He's the technical genius behind the platform, and he has brought in an amazing team that has really put this together in a big way. So he's the gentleman that came up with the whole process of, hey, we need stability in this decentralized currency. He's the one that was the genius behind that. Now, Francis is the voice. He's the voice. And so he's the person that makes sure that it gets out to the world. He's the one that people see. He's the one that talks about it on Saturdays. Like, so every Saturday he has meetings that he talks to everyone. And very, very powerful team. But those are the individuals that are really leading the way to make sure that this goes exactly the way it's supposed to go.
Okay. So, again, and for everybody, they know how to – well, you've already given the instructions on how to go to the back office. But so let's just say we have a bunch of people right now that are new. They've not joined yet. So where should they go right now, if you're listening, so they can get more information besides what they're listening to right now?
Yeah, the most important thing is to definitely text first. Depending on what a person needs from us, that allows me to know what I need to get to that person, right? As of information, the information that we give, that is that WCLonthego.info. That gives an abundance of information to make sure people know. It has the white paper. It gives you videos. The only thing I caution people is, of course, when you go there, it's really mainly for a person who has gotten started because the back office training, you have to have a back office in order to understand the training, right? But I'm giving that because there's so many people on the call that have joined, and I want to make sure that they are aware that they can go to that site, that they can go to that three lines to the menu. And please navigate around. Don't wait. You know, the reason why I know so much about this is because I touched everything. I'm super nosy. And I touch every tab. I go into every tab. I touch every tab. Wow. I go into every detail because that helps me to know what I have. So for every person that's on this call, do the same. You know, touch every single tab so that you know, oh, okay, well, I don't have to call Michael for this because I've already got it. And, you know, or I don't have to call this person, or I don't have to email support because I got it.
Okay.
So these are some of the things that can be really, really used to enhance people so that you become independent. Because the more independent that we all become, the more that we really take the reins ourselves and just say, hey, I got to get this, the more that everybody's going to benefit and that we're going to move a lot faster. But, again, this is all about just going and looking at the tools we have, and that's going to be able to assist with a lot of the questions so that you don't have to feel like, well, I have to talk to this particular person. In actuality, we have a whole mechanism that's going to really help you to understand the things that you need to know. And literally we have meetings every day. We have calls every day. We actually have a Saturday training every week. So it's just an abundance of things to make sure that people win, okay?
Okay. All right. Very good. Training is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Zaria.
Give me a call after this call, would you?
Sure will. I sure will.
Okay. I think there was another question that I had, but now thank you, Zaria. Now I can't remember, but I'm sure that I'll remember it. Why don't we do this? If you have just another 5 minutes or so, can I open up the line to people that may have some questions?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's
do
it.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so so if you have a question for, for Michael or Mark, just go ahead and press 1 so I could see your numbers and, and then we can go from there. I know that was a lot of information, Michael. A lot.
Yeah, that's why I said I want to really pinpoint this particular recording just to make sure that, you know, people can come back and always reference this call when it comes to, like, instructions dealing with where they can find information.
Okay, so another question, probably just a pragmatic question. So let's just say somebody has, like, 20,000 coins, right, or even 10,000 coins. You know, so you, because we're always talking about coins. So how does that equate to dollars?
Yeah, so when you start to look at the 20,000, and you're meaning tokens, correct? 20,000 tokens?
Yes, tokens.
Yeah, so what we do with that, we always, you know, look at what the current value is, right, to kind of know where we are. Of course, it's too early right now. I know for the majority of us that got in early, like, I know, Jane, and y'all got in early. You both got in very early. And so at this time, we've doubled our money already. So, I mean, we got in 26, 27 cents, somewhere around there. So our number has already, you know, we've already doubled just on the side of, you know, where we started. So the best thing to do is always to look at the amount of money you put, your tokens you have, right? And then you just multiply it by the current value that is at the time. So, you know, we are expecting 100. So if you had 20,000 tokens, you would just multiply it by 100, and that would give you 2 million is where you're going to be at the time it hits $100.
I just wanted them to hear that.
Yeah. And the other thing, another thing, and I'm glad we're doing it on this call because this is, like, I would say a much more informative, pointed call. Even when you're trying to come up, you're trying to figure out, okay, I came in, but I don't remember exactly what the current value was when I got started, right? So
simple. That's right.
You know, it's very simple to just say, okay, let me go in my back office and look at how many tokens I have. And that's a way to be able to know what to multiply it by. So, you know, let's just say you bought at the $25,000 package. And so many of us got over 70,000 tokens, right, at that time. So if you just look at 70,000 tokens, like right now y'all have like, you know, over 90,000 tokens, right? So let's just say 70,000 tokens.
Let's just say that that's like a number for anybody. Because there's a number of people that have got that. Okay, so for anyone, if you reach a certain amount, this is what you have, you have received.
So you look in your back office. So you look in your back office, you see you have 70,000 tokens, you're a VIP member. You know that when you hit $100, you're going to be at $7 million, okay?
Okay.
And then when you kind of look at, okay, I have $25,000 right now. You say, I got 25,000.
Sure.
So how many tokens would I get? So another thing that people ask a lot. So you would just take the 25,000 tokens and you would divide it by the current value that you're going to buy it at. Now, this time it's 40 cents. So you would take the 25,000, divide it by 40 cents, and that would give you the 62,500 tokens you get, right? So now you have 62,500. Now you can say, okay, I have 62,500. Now I know by the first quarter of next year, it's been said that it's going to be around $100. We can't guarantee that, but that's what everybody's pretty much saying. So you'll say, okay, now I just multiply that by 100, and now you know you're at 6,200,000 and some thousand, you know, So that's the change that we're seeing. Like a lot of people don't know. My friends, the people that I told about digital currency in 2009, just the person that listened to me and just held $100. Today, right now, I'm just going to give you real time. Look at my Bitcoin and where it's at right now. So right now, if I were to, you know, call them up, you know, because a lot of them, they haven't sold, they're not selling. They're at 593 million. 854,000 right now, just with $100 investment. So, and I have a lot of people that did that. They never sold it. I told them do not sell it, and they listened to me, and that's where they are today. So, I have a lot of people who are so successful today because of actually just taking instructions. And the same thing with everyone on this call. Always have a plan. Don't touch the majority of these tokens. Let them ride. It's going to take care of any amount of money you need in your future, okay? You only need around $5 million, you know, when you retire. That's all you really need, and you'll be good, right? Some people may need a little bit more depending on your lifestyle. But, you know, we're talking about right now hundreds of millions of dollars that people are going to reach in the next 5 to 10 years or less. So this is something that, you know, it will change your life. You just have to make the decision to move forward, and I've been fortunate to help a lot of people to do so.
Let me ask one question.
Wow.
Michael, you were talking about Bitcoin and how you just got in people that came in for $100. How would you compare the IMC? And this is just, you're not predicting the future, but how would you compare the IMC token to Bitcoin?
Yeah, so I love that you asked that question because I'm going to be honest with you. If you remember AOL, or some people don't even remember AOL, I know most of the people on this call do, but if you look at AOL, I would say that we're going to see exactly what we saw AOL compared to Google. No one even talks about AOL anymore. They talk about Google. So the same thing with this currency. In the future, people are going to talk about this currency. It's going to be a very little conversation about Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin was made so early, it didn't really deal with a lot of the problems that the IMC token has fixed, right? It's always going to be there from the standpoint of it's very limited on the amount of tokens it has. But as of the usage and the utility purposes that this token gives to each one of us, it's not friendly when it comes to transactions. This is the most friendly token that I know that is used for transactions. And that's everything. Everything in the world is backed by that. So right now when people say, hey, Michael, what do you think about it? I really feel it's going to blow Bitcoin out in a way that people are going to be shocked in the future. Shocked.
Michael, when you
like,
say,
wow,
When you say transaction, what do you mean when you say transaction?
Yeah, so, you know, when you look at purchasing a house, you know, right now people don't feel comfortable taking Bitcoin because it fluctuates. So the IMC token having the G-Point ecosystem, it won't move. So when you look at buying a house, buying a car, buying clothing, buying online, buying offline, this particular token allows you to do any transaction you want in any country you want. And that's something that is imperative for our success in the future, because I'm tired. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of sending digital currency to someone, and they say to me, well, Michael, I'm sorry, but it's not the right price. You need to do more. Or I didn't get it yet. Do you know when it's going to come? And I'm like, I sent it like an hour ago. I'm sorry. I don't know when it's going to be there. I'm waiting for the confirmation, right? So these are things that we don't have to worry about with the IMC token. When we send each other anything, it's going to be there in a nanosecond. And that's the beauty of what we have. It's something that has not been accomplished to date, and we're the only ones that have it. So,
great. Thank you.
So back to you, Jane. I think we're good.
I think we are good. So it doesn't matter what you're putting in, whether it's 100, 200, 5,000 if you can do it, or even more. Just as long as you can get in to this, the momentum of where this is at. Once it reaches that $100, I mean, those of you that put in $100, you'll be completely amazed what's going to happen when it reaches 100. Now I want to bring in Zora. I hope Zora is still here with us. Zora, are you here? Hello? I got to see if Zora is here. Hey, Zora?
Indeed.
Okay, so I know that you've been kind of listening to Mark and Michael. So, so Michael has already said by next quarter, beginning of the quarter, that this is going to reach $100 per coin, and it's now at 40 already, 40 cents. So, what is your prediction in terms of what we see in the next, 3 months, or tell us what you see from your point of view?
It's about to explode.
So it's going to be more than the $100, I guess.
Very well could be. 500.
Okay.
1,000.
So definitely over the, I'm sorry?
500, 1,000? Who knows? It's going, but it's rising rapidly.
Already.
So understand, it is a good investment. It will give you, after 6 months, you will have a very sizable nest egg to do whatever you wish with.
Yeah, that's conservatively speaking.
Conservatively speaking, indeed. It is 40 cents now. What is it going to be in December? With all of the, what you call, with all of the sponsors and high influential peoples, it may jump to a dollar. Up to in
a
December.
Dollar?
In December.
To
so,
a dollar.
Yes. Could very
and
well
then,
do that.
Okay. At least a dollar,
and
right?
Then, at least a dollar. And then by the end of December, a dollar, and then into January, it will be skyrocketing because it is being recognized by some celebrities and some what is called influential athletes. It's going to rise rapidly.
All right. Okay. Very good, Zora. Thank you. So we're all, everybody is good that at least can begin now.
Indeed. The more you put in, the more you will have after 6 months.
Okay.
As a return.
Right. So when Zora speaks, when Zora speaks, everyone, and all of you know that when he speaks, he does it very softly, so to speak. But he can also be real adamant about people going in and getting it done, especially those who are really very much in need of bringing in abundance more quickly. So this is that time for everyone. It doesn't matter. I mean, I went knocking on my neighbor's door and I said, well, you know what? There's this thing, and I never even knew that he was even interested in crypto. So, you know, just go ahead and allow yourself, to say hi to your neighbors again and say, however way you lead into that question. And then they'll usually say, well, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing absolutely fabulous. And then they'll say, oh, well, what's going on? And then one thing leads to another. So the other thing, too, in terms of family and friends, you know, many of our friends don't know about this. Of course, you are our friends. You are our family. So you know about this. But, you know, we have other friends as well that don't know anything about this. So we need to be able to also inform them so that they can also be participants to this amazing, amazing tool. So from Michael and Mark and all of the people behind this. So. Anyways, I think with that, I don't have anybody asking any questions right now. I will ask. Let me just open up one more person. I want to see if she might have a question for you guys. Okay, Pawnee, I'm opening up your line. Hi, Pawnee. I know this is for Zora, but I was just, wondering if you have a question, perhaps maybe for Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'll just tell everybody, every time I heard him, I decided I had to put in more in, so I have like four different sections. I mean, he just really sold me. So I could just say it's a great deal. And I even told some friends, and they called. And I was just like, I'm just clapping with joy. So thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Bonnie. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute here. All right, I've got a couple of people here. 803 ending in 0278. 0278.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Your name and your question for Michael. Yes.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I have a question for Zora.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We'll put you back on hold. This is only right now for Michael or Mark. Okay. Thank you. All right. This is for Michael. Okay. 81. This is the last call. 314 ending in 2036. Hello? Is this call for Zora or for Michael? Hello? Okay. I think we're done. Mark, Michael, I think that was a lot of information. Again, thank you. Just as even Pawnee just said, you know, it's like she's so believing in terms of what it's doing and just continuing to share, you know, the information for other people, friends and family, et cetera. So thank you both, Michael. And Michael, we're going to do our homework. We're going to go to the back office. We're going to go ahead and learn more about this so we can move from move forward in our education, because it's all about learning besides making more wealth for us. So this is, again, a beautiful, beautiful gift. Thank you so much for coming in at this time to be able to help us to move forward in our abundance. So, Michael, you're absolutely fabulous. Mark, you're absolutely fabulous. We love the both of you. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the hard work. And Marissa also, for all the beautiful hard work that you have been doing to helping so, so many people. We're so very, very grateful for the both of you. So thank you. Thank you for being here. We'll be in touch real soon. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We feel the same way. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye. Have yourself a great day, you two. All right, let's send them. We got to send them a lot of love and love energy so that they have the support from us, even though they don't speak to us directly. Okay. Okay. All right. Back to square one. Back to you, Zora. Hello?
Indeed.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started with the Q&A. So the first caller we have here is 928, ending in 2865. 2865, we are here now with
Hello.
Zora.
Hi, Zora. Okay. Hello, family. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, okay. We can hear you. So okay, we start off by saying who you are and, you know, and your question, please, so we know who you are.
Well, thank you. My name is Helen, and I'm calling from Sedona. And I just wanted to let Zora know that my mother ascended Saturday the 13th because we were talking about possibly ordering her something from Ron and Catherine. And Zoraya was channeling Zora and said that my mother would be ascending, and she has. So I'm grateful for that. And if anybody wants to help donate to our Zelle account for any expenses for her funerary, that would be great. But anyway, we're just joyous. That's the first family member that understands that death is no more, and we just ascend to a higher frequency. So I just wanted to let folks know.
Okay.
I appreciate it. So. Yeah.
Okay, Helen, thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you for saying that. So we'll send you and family also our love and condolences.
Thank
Not
you.
So much a condolence. It's just it's condolences for the people that are left. But it's usually, and it's always a celebration for those that have left. So if people want to be able to go and so what is your Zelle account? Is that your phone number or what number or what email do you want
to send
that to?
Yeah, I have it. I think it's under my phone number and my name. It's under Helen Geddes. My last name is spelled G-E-D-D-E-S. And my phone number that's attached to the account is 928-301-2865. And,
so, again,
Okay,
so we'll just use your phone number. So, and you better give out your email also. Some people don't have phone numbers.
Okay.
For that.
All right. My email is spelled Geddes Helen 099@gmail.com. So it's G-E.
Okay.
As in General Electric. Double D is in Daniel. E is in Electric. S is in Sam. H is in Halloween, E is in Elephant, L is in Lollipop, E is in Elephant, N is in Nancy, the number 099@gmail.com. And I'm just happy she has the light energy body.
Isn't that beautiful? Congratulations
to
her.
Yeah, she's not in pain.
Yes, isn't that amazing? Okay, so I don't think I got all of your email. So the email again is G-E-D-D-E-S-S or one S?
Just one S.
Okay, so it's G-E-D-D-E-S Helen, H-E-L-E-N 099@gmail.com, correct?
That is perfectly correct.
Okay, and then it's for those she has a Zelle account. So usually if it's sent from a different bank, you have to give it at least a couple of days. Unless you already have the same bank, then it goes instantly. But if you have a different bank that you're receiving it from, then it's going to take 2 business days, just for all of you to know that. So
right.
Okay.
So maybe
Very
Zora
good.
Will
Thank
be the first
you.
To give her a hug. Thank you. I appreciate all your love and all the grace and compassion of our Zora family. Thank you all. I appreciate you and love you all.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. All right, Zora, I know you have a couple of things you want to say regarding Helen and her mother who just ascended.
Well, she's in what is called a full fifth dimensional body, having the time of her life. And understand that, you know, she is still there with you. You just can't see her. But she's there. But she's also in a very young, very vibrant, very beautiful fifth dimensional body.
Wow, there you go,
Thank
Helen.
You.
Oh, how beautiful.
What
is a
blessing.
Huge gift.
I'm so blessed.
Yes. Yes. All right, Helen. Thank you for letting us know. Thank you. Lots of love to you.
Okay.
All right.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is 407 ending in 9191. Your name and your question. Thank you. Welcome. Hello, 407 ending in 9191. You're on the air. Okay. So for those of you that do not have a question and you press the 1 to get on the call, all you have to do is press 1 again and I will call you. All right. So our next caller now is 252 ending in 3780. 3780. Two five two ending in 3780. Do you have a question for Zora? No. Okay. All right. We'll let you go. All right. 208 ending in 8394.
Okay. many blessings to all of you. This is Connie from Idaho. And Zora, if you could just comment on Trump's social media that he has been working on for I don't know how long, and it's going to be up and running in February 22nd, 2022. Is that true? Maybe you can
I didn't get that. Pawnee, I didn't get the question.
Yeah.
What was the beginning part
of
it?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know about Trump's social media.
Oh, Trump.
That he's supposed to. Yeah, Trump. Yeah.
On his social media.
February 22nd and the year 2022, which is 2-2-2-2-2, which is interesting.
You want to know about his social media
that he's supposed to be having up running by February.
Oh, up and running in February.
22nd.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, Zora, she just wants to know if this is going to be up and running in February for Trump, the social media.
Good possibility.
So things are still not for sure whether it's going to be in February. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Yeah, so it's still probably in information, so he can't say that definitively. Okay.
Right now, we are pushing for what is termed as galactic disclosure before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so forget about it. It's not like we don't love
so
Trump.
So why are you worried about Trump for next year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, that's wonderful. I mean, by the end of the year, I mean, that is really terrific. So, okay, we'll just wait and deal with that next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that, Pawnee. That was really good. All right, so they are still galactics. They're still working on the galactic disclosure before the end of next month, guys. That's like December. How far along are we on that right now for December, Zora? How ready is the galactic disclosure?
Well, as long as no one throws a monkey wrench into it, it is still according to divine plan.
Oh, so everything is going smoothly right now?
So far.
Okay, so all of the ships around the world are stationed already where they need to be?
Indeed.
Okay, and I know there are probably a few million ships up there, right, that you can't see them.
That is true.
Sorry, very, very... You know, he can be very subtle sometimes unless we come up with the right question. All right. And, here, I do have a question. So they're all from the different star systems that have been very involved with Earth. So we're not talking about other universes coming here and being a part of the galactic disclosure. We're just really taking a look at the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Sirian and Alpha Centauri. Are we just looking at those four particular star systems that are going to be here for disclosure, or are we talking more representatives from other
places?
Plus other places. Okay, so I guess we'll just leave that one alone. Okay, so that's, well, we're talking about millions of ships, so we'll, and of course the process of this is going to be really subtle because we don't want to wake up the people. I mean, we do want to wake up the people, but we don't want to shock the people. Or are they going to be shocked when this happens, Zora?
Some will, some will not. Some will be expecting it, and some will not.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if they're in shock, they're not going to go start looting places, right? They're just going to just be in awe. Would that be the correct way of saying that?
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Okay. This will be interesting. This is fun. It's so much fun already. All right. So the next caller we have is 20803 ending in 2878. Let's see if we can get this person here.
That's me.
It's you.
Hello.
Tell us who you
I cannot believe this. I've waited 3 years to call in. And this is like a dream. It's a dream come true to talk to Zora. I can't even begin. I just can't even begin. So I'll try to stay calm.
Okay.
But this is exciting.
Just take a nice,
okay.
Very nice big deep breath. And just, can we start with your name, please?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Your first name.
My name is Pamela, and I live in South Carolina.
Pamela. Ah, all right.
And I have, I've got the headband, I've got the Lemurian plug, you name it, very holistic. Very, very much trying to ascend, and just love you guys so much. And I have to tell you, it's been a life changer, and I try to spread that love every day, even when it's difficult. And it's all because of you. It's all because of you. So, but I have a question. My feelings over the last several years have been, I'm very, very protective of animals, and I find that I can almost feel their emotions more and more. I don't care about having a lot of money. I just know that when everything transitions, everyone will be in place to where they are needed the most. I do have a background in veterinary care. But I wonder often, am I feeling something that will iron itself out when all of this occurs, and I will be able to be a leader in the service of animals, because I really don't have any idea where I'm being led. I just know that I feel it very strongly, and yet I'm not interested in elbowing anyone to get to money, or I feel that I'm already so blessed. I just am more looking for what will my role be to step up when the time is to step up. Will it come naturally? And can I see the ships in the sky if I try really hard? Because I know they're there.
So the first question, Zora, I'm just going to kind of put this a little bit together. Okay, so her background has been veterinary, working with animals, loves animals, etc. She's not here about the money, but she wants to know the direction in terms of where she's being led to, in terms of what she should be doing, what she ought to be doing in the near future to help humanity, to help animals. What do you see for her in the next coming few months or so? In that regard, first of all.
And why do I enjoy people less and less? It's not that I don't adore everyone's soul, but I feel like people are exhausting and animals are so pure to me. And I'm just not sure. I mean, I want to be a part of the transition in a good way. I'm just not sure what's going to go down. And will the animals suffer? And...
So you wish, what is your actual question?
Go ahead.
You sort of beat around the bush.
Yeah.
I know.
One
I'm sorry.
Question.
I'm so excited to talk to you. Will each of us know where we belong when chaos exists and well, I guess will we know where we exist?
How about you?
I know everyone has plans
comes,
with money.
Yeah, it's about you. It's about you right now, Pamela. What do you want to know, number one? What you'll be doing? What are you meant to do? Or
I know everyone wants their money, and I understand that. And
okay, we're not going to go there. We want to know just about you. What is your main question for you, irregardless of anything else?
What is my plan to serve animals?
What is your plan for serving animals? Only you would know that.
Okay. So do you see in the foreseeable future, Zora, what she would be doing if she's going to be working with animals?
I see her being the voice for them.
A voice?
Okay.
What does that mean, Zora?
That means she will have the ability to communicate with the animals. She will be given that ability.
That is what I was hoping you would say.
There you go. See, you always knew it.
Well, I didn't know if I was worthy or not. I just really want it, and I really want to make a difference. And I know the Mayans are going to come, and they're going to come up from Hollow Earth and help. I know that you had said there were a lot of races that were going to jump in, but I see myself in the animal lane because mm-hmm. I worry about them all the time, and I want to know if I will be able to step up when everyone else is focused elsewhere.
Sounds like you've got your answer. So go ahead and move in that direction now. To learn the steps, the key, you know, the simple steps. And you already are communicating with them. You just have to strengthen
that. Well, I have a YouTube channel, and I do teach. Okay. I teach people how to care for their animals. But
beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Zara,
and
I love
the
you
other
so
question,
much. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, no, hold on a second. Just a second, Pamela. Now, this other question really actually is, you know, that your question also really relates to a lot of people that want to be able to work with animals as well. But other people's gifts may be different in terms of how they want to be able to work with them. Yours is all obviously very, has always been there. You just needed to have someone confirm it for you. Now, the other thing that a lot of people also come up with in terms of questions is that they can't see the ships. They don't know how to communicate with the ships. So, Zora, can you help her with that? Because it's really simple.
I talk to the ships. I don't know.
Yeah, to communicate with the ships that are out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the headband would help a whole lot to have one of those.
I have it.
Right.
Okay, you have it. See, they're very good.
Yes,
you go out and you just sit out in a nice meadow and just look up and just call upon them.
Are they above South Carolina? Because somehow I thought we were forgotten.
They're above everywhere.
No one has been forgotten, Pamela. So here's another simple thing for people that are just beginning to want to be able to communicate with these ships. And it's very simple. And all you have to do, you don't have to be in the meadow. You can just be wherever, but you're outside, and you can see clearly above in the sky. You know, some people are, like, in forests or whatever, too many buildings, and you can't even see the sky. But, you know, the best way to do it is probably in the evening, getting to be evening. So the first thing that you're going to see up in the sky, if you look up, is it looks like a star that's up there and it doesn't move.
Right.
So for everyone, wherever you are, that light that is not moving, so you know that it's not an airplane. And it just is there, and it's very, very obvious. So that is a ship of New Jerusalem. Okay. That's right there by Venus. Right there. Okay. So you know that. So just so you know that that is a ship. When you, if you talk to New Jerusalem and you ask New Jerusalem to move a little, because it's a mothership. It's a huge, huge. Dora, tell people how big that mothership is. It's how many miles long, wide or whatever, or circumference?
2,000 miles across.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That covers
so
South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. So that's way up there. So you will barely ever see it really move, but it does. So anyway, so that's one. But the, all the other ships that actually do move and make and will talk with you are some other. They look like stars, but they're not stars. They're actually ships. So look again up in the sky when it's dark, and you can see some of the stars up there already or ships. What you may be looking at, if you think it's a ship, is you just kind of have to pick one, and you just begin to talk, like you talk through your mind, right?
Right, exactly.
And talk from your heart, I mean, not your mind. Okay, so the heart-mind connection. And you say, hi there, this is me. I know that you can hear me, and I know that you can see me. So I've got my eye on you, and I was wondering if you could just show me. Show me that you are a ship by moving for me, you know, and just say, just move, you know, play and see if you could do that for
right.
me. And the more you bring, put that out there for a particular one, and then the next night you try it again with someone else and another star that or a ship, whatever, you don't know. But those, and you do that for a while, and all of a sudden some of them will start playing around. That means they're moving up and down, sideways, and, you know, sometimes they go clear across. You know, and then you know that there are ships. So that's when you know that you are really upon a ship that's talking or that hears you. I mean, that really recognizes you. So because it doesn't, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this, folks. I cannot believe I only had 90 seconds. So anyway, Pamela, that's how you do it to begin with. Zora, did you want to say anything else real quick?
No. You did quite well.
All right. So that's how we started. So, Pamela,
thank you.
Sorry, everyone, that we cannot have another call. Oh, my gosh. You know what? We'll just do that also when we have our call on Wednesday, again, with Dr. Jerry. So let's do our 54321, Zora, and I know we did a beautiful call, a healing also at the very beginning, but let's do our 54321, please.
54321, receive.
54321, we receive, and from the gods and goddesses, we are completely in joy and peace and harmony and great health, and we know it, and it is done. Zora, it's been a fabulous call with you. We love you. We'll talk with you again, one-to-one with you. We miss you. We'll do that on Wednesday, everybody. So with that, everybody have a grand, grand day. Make it joy. Spread your love. You know, if they don't have 100, don't worry about that. Just go there and just be present. Your presence is enormous. And we love you. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.